Government, USA, the greatest entertainers in America, is requested by you, the servicemen and women of the United Nations. Command Performance, brought to you this week and every week, till it's over there. Okay there, gang, we're here again this week in the biggest city in the world, with the entire population turned out to welcome you. Yes, Manhattan is also 200% in favor of answering your requests to Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Now, we're fortunate tonight to have with us a man who's been a toastmaster on so many occasions, he automatically makes a speech when he sees a dessert plate. Your very good friend, Fred Waring.
Everybody, and thanks for coming. This is Fred Waring. Thanks, Mel Allen. Command Performance is a tough spot for speeches, so we'll send along a song with best wishes to the Gas House Gang, Longhorn Harry, and the mob who've recently changed their APO number by going into the Philippines. All 69 Pennsylvanians join the G.I. Joy Donna Day to sing Old Rockin' Chair's Got Me.
Old Rockin' Chair's Got Me. Came by my side. Fetch me that gin, son, or I tan your hide. Can't get from the cabin, going nowhere. Just sit me here grabbing at the flies round this rocking chair. My dear. Hold on, Harriet.
that was Donna Day and the Glee Club. Now for our first guest on tonight's Command Performance, we travel uptown and to the east side to a bistro you probably aren't familiar with. It's the Blue Angel, where every evening you can hear Herman Chittison and his very smooth trio beating out mellow background music for a young lady you'll be hearing plenty about from now on. And here she is, Pearl Bailey. Pearl Bailey.
My Amos Jackson writes this gal every time he has time to spare. He writes from here and there, but he never says just from where. Now Amos Jackson knows the rules, he knows he must take care. So the fences never bother when my Amos he declares. He says the quicker he gets to where he's going, the sooner he'll be seeing me. That's funny psychology, but it's simple as ABC. Now the minute he gets to Berlin, I'll send him the front door key. Cause the quicker he gets to where he's going, the sooner he'll be seeing me. He may have some unfinished business after he gets to Berlin. He may have to go on to Tokyo to call on his little friend. But that doesn't worry me, baby. His traveling expenses are free. So the quicker he gets to where he's going, the sooner he'll be seeing me. Where you think he ain't, he is. Where you think he is, he ain't. And if I tell you where he is right now, why, honey, you'd all faint. Cause where he used to was, he isn't. That's plain as plain can be. And if you think he's where I think he is, well, it's all right with me. You see, cause that doesn't worry me either. I love that DFC. So the quicker he gets to where he's going, the sooner he'll be seeing me. I'll be right back. Thank you.
Thanks a lot, Pearl Bailey. Command Performance travels back to CBS 45th Street to pick up its next guest. For over 10 years, she's been packing them in on the airwaves, and your letters have carved out a permanent niche for her in the GI Hall of Fame. Gentlemen of the AEF, Kate Smith.
And hiya, fellas. I want to send special command performance regards to the gang at Tehran, the 5th Army Mobile Unit, Private Saul Jacobson, APO 316, Ed Overend of the Marine Overend, Happy Charlie, Happy Elmer, Happy Gus, and what am I doing here, Harry, in Hut 121B, and also the Knobhead, the Finger Man at 709, Maurice Powers, the Big Boston Bean Man. And here's a song that I think you're all going to hear a lot of from now on. Don't Fence Me In. Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Let me ride through the wide open country that I love. Don't fence me in. Let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me off forever, but I ask you please, don't fence me in, just turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my Cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences. Gaze at the moon till I lose my senses. Can't look at hovels and I can't
Spencer, don't fence me in.
Oh, give me land, lots of land under starry skies above. Don't fence me in. Oh, let me ride.
Oh, let me ride through the country that I love.
Don't fence me in. Oh, let me be by myself in the evening breeze. Listen to the murmur of the cottonwood trees. Send me forever, but I ask you please. Don't fence me in.
Don't turn me loose. Let me straddle my old saddle underneath the western sky. On my cayuse, let me wander over yonder till I see the mountains rise. I want to ride to the ridge where the west commences and gaze at the moon until I lose my senses. Can't look at hobbles and I can't. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in. Don't fence me in.
Don't you fence me in.
Thanks, Kate. As always, you were swell. Now, since Command Performance began many convoys ago, we've been getting letters from you fellas requesting that you be put in touch with home through the medium of familiar sounds. We've brought you the chimes of your favorite college campus, Chicago's Michigan Bull Bridge, complete with wind, steaks frying, eggs scrambling. In other words, we've tried to keep you up to date with what's boiling around your favorite burg. Tonight, Command Performance devotes the next few minutes to sounds of New York City. And who could better take you around town to cop a listen than three famous people whose business is reporting to New Yorkers on Main Stem and Side Street phenomena. It's mighty nice to present Dorothy Kilgallen, Louis Sobel, and Leonard Lyons. Leonard Lyons, will you start our tour?
Surely, Fred. It seems logical to begin with a sound effect familiar to all Gothamites. The first sound the visitor will recall, a streamliner plunging into the tunnel towards Grand Central. What have you got, Dorothy?
Well, speaking of trains, how about the Penn Station about 5:42 on almost any evening when you can hear...
Jersey City, Newark, Elizabeth, New Brunswick, Trenton, Philadelphia. This one on is a rotten egg.
Take over, Louis.
Let's go down the stairs at 42nd Street, the IRT or the BMT. Any rush hour. Just follow the green line. Line, and you'll hear...
Get in, there's plenty of room on top of the car.
A tugboat on the East River. The North River. The South River.
You all?
A newsie on the corner of 50th and 8th Avenue, shouting his wares.
Extra paper, read all about it, blessed event at zoo. Baby ostrich born with full set of feathers, mother tickled. Extra, extra.
El Morocco, Leon and Eddie's, Cafe Royal, 21, the St. George in Brooklyn a couple of years ago. A bottle of Paul Roger, 1923. Pomeroy, 1928. Or Cook's Imperial, 19...
The commuter's dream, The Poor Man's Queen Mary, The Staten Island Ferry.
A famous landmark in Brooklyn, one that makes its presence felt to all who inhabit the region.
The Gowanus Canal.
One of my favorite sounds. You have to stay up pretty late at night to hear it. That was a Yale man being thrown out of the Stork Club.
How about this sound?
What's that?
A Harvard man being thrown out of the Yale Club.
The lake in Central Park. The season's first ice skater bravely glides over the shiny surface of the glistening ice. Oops, a little early in the season.
Who could forget Ebbets Field during the baseball season? 30,000 rabid fans cheering for their favorite team. But have you ever been out to DeRoche's dugout off-season? Command Performance takes you to Ebbets Field in mid-December.
Take the bum out! Throw him out!
Hey, wait a minute. What are you doing out here in the middle of winter? Are you a Dodger fan?
No, I'm for the Yankees. In the summertime, I'd get killed out here.
And now, my colleagues and I would like to bring to you just about the biggest sound in the big town.
It's probably the biggest noise we'll ever hear.
We take you to the crossroads of the world for a little preview of the noise you're going to hear when you step off that homecoming convoy.
Take it away.
Take it away, Times Square.
Thanks a lot, Louis, Dorothy, and Leonard. It's a pleasure to present at this time a member in good standing of the Academy of Push the First Valve Down, Incorporated. This cat has been in more jam sessions than a subway guard, and I'm happy to say he's with us tonight, complete with horn, lip, and pipes. Lips and pipes. Well, that isn't written, but I stuck it in there. He has two lips. Without further beating my choppers, here's the king of that murky, mellow malarkey, Louis Prima.
I hope all the boys like the new song that we're doing called Angelina.
Angelina, Louis, Angelina.
I eat cutlet parmesan so that I can gaze upon Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. I keep zooping minestrone just to be with her alone, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. Team boy, baby. Angelina, I adore you. I eat the pasta twice just because she is so nice, Angelina. Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be my Carmilla, I'll be dining at Frank Daly's with the waitress from the pizzeria. Mia. To me, Angelina. And what's your story with the chicken cacciatore?
Angelina!
Give me macaroni, hon. I want macaroni. Chief of your penny. Angelina, Eva, your penny. Angelina, I live for you. Hey, un passione. You have set my heart on fire. But Angelina never listens to my song. Oh, I eat fagioli twice just because she is so nice. Angelina, Angelina, the waitress at the pizzeria. If she'll be my cara mia, then I'll join in matrimony with a girl who serves spumoni. Angelina will be mine.
Thanks, Louie. You really left the joint limp as a boiled noodle. Spotlight now on our own Jane Wilson as she sends her love to all of you with My Hero. T. Kelly, Hall, Demery, McIntyre, and Butler at 565. Sid Vernon and his associates. We're fresh out of Coney Island for the few weeks, Sid. Don Hamilton, 958. The Fleet Air Wing Engine Doctors, especially Mastermind Robinson, Hank Todd, Jr., and the following members of the Middlesex Mattress Society, Jive Elimey, Solid Jack, Loose Lawrence, Slim, Slush Pump, Anglo Yank, and No Gum Chum. Now, some years ago, Kate Smith had a special department in her program devoted to what she called memory songs. So here she is singing one of her all-time greatest, Makushla, Kate Smith. Well, men, this is Fred Waring sort of winding up this particular session. In case you have something special you want, don't forget the address. Command Performance, Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. Meantime, here's all the best of the best from the USA. So long.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.